As we continue to celebrate Shakespeare 400 this year, Book Notes is inviting into the studio the founder and the artistic director of the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory. This is Tom DeLise. The Baltimore Shakespeare Factory setting itself a little bit apart from quite a wealth of Shakespeare companies in the Baltimore, Washington area by really going back to the basics of how Shakespeare might have been presented in his day. So it's lovely to welcome you, Tom. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Judith. Glad to be here.
So what would you say are the things that really set apart how a production would have been done in Shakespeare's time to how it might typically be done in our time?
Rowdy in Shakespeare's time. The audience would have been very involved in the production. The theater would have been much more interactive, and that's what we really try to do. So when we perform indoors and even outdoors, the way we arrange our lights is so the audience is in the light. So the actors can see the audience can see the actors, and the audience can see one another and how they're reacting to what's happening. Shakespeare gives actors wonderful lines that they can bring to individual audience members. And what we're hoping to get is a reaction from them.
One thing that really fascinates me is your idea of going back to original pronunciation. Now, this is a very difficult thing, I would think, to be able to ascertain. It's sort of the equivalent, I would think, in the musical world of the original instrument movement. How do you know, really, what that might have been?
Well, we have a great ally in a gentleman named David Crystal, who is the world's expert in this. Basically, the way we do know what it sounded like is there are a number of ways. In all our productions, we use first folio scripts with the original spelling. So you begin to notice a lot of things about the way they spelled. They spelled phonetically because spelling wasn't really standardized at that point. So we can learn through the spellings. We can learn through rhymes, because if you look through a play visually, you'll see remove and love would be two words that do not rhyme today. But in Shakespeare's time, they would have been a rhyme. So we look at rhymes is another thing. There also were books written that expressed how certain vowels or consonants sounded. Ben Jonson famously wrote that the R sound was like the doggy sound because it was rrr. And so a word like war to us today would be war. They would really hit the R hard. So that's another way that we know.
So I know that when you started the company, it was very much a movable feast, like a touring troupe.
Right.
How has it affected the company that you are now based in Baltimore and that you have a presence in Roland Park and you have the presence at Evergreen?
Makes everything so much easier. Traveling was a really tough thing to do because you're taking your show from one place to another. You've got to transport everything. You got to hope the actors can follow the directions to get there. You have to do PR completely differently. And most of the productions we did at that point were outdoors. So if you got rained out, you pretty much lost that show. So it's a joy now.
The Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is putting a different spin on the presentation of Shakespeare in this modern day. They have venues at St. Mary's Outreach Center on Roland Avenue. They also perform outdoors in the summer, in the meadow at Evergreen Museum and Library. In Rep this summer, Twelfth Night and Julius Caesar. For more information, the web address is shakespearefactory.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to their founder and artistic director, Tom DeLise. Onward and upward, I hope you do really well with us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks.